We've got Ben Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church on the line talking about their appearance in Orlando. Can you tell me, Ben, why are you going to protest at Dr. Phillips?
We go around to high schools all over this country, and the point is that that generation of people has been lied to their entire lives by their parents, by their preachers, by their teachers. They need to be told the truth of God.
What are they being lied to about?
Well, among other things, it's okay to be gay. It's okay to have premarital sex. It's okay to kill your babies. Divorce and remarriage is okay, when Jesus Christ said that's adultery.
Is it not true that your aunt Shirley Phelps had a child out of wedlock?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And
okay.
Yet it's a sin.
So is she going to hell?
Saying that's not a sin.
Is she going straight to hell? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying, because people repent of their sins. She is not saying that it's okay. You are. When you say something's okay and you continue to say it's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. It sounds like you're saying it's okay.
No, absolutely not. I told you it's a sin, didn't I?
So then she's done, pretty much.
Everybody sins. You sin, I sin. That's why we have Christ. However, if you go around and say it's okay to sin, you don't have any hope.
You're saying it's not okay for her to sin, but she sinned.
Yes, absolutely. It's not okay for anybody to sin. And that's the point of repenting. When you repent, you stop doing it.
You're going to Dr. Phillips High School, and you're also going to the Endeavor shuttle launch. Is that right?
Yes.
And why are you going there?
Well, for various reasons. To remind everybody that God, on multiple occasions, has thrown those shuttles to the ground in pieces. And to remind everybody that God made a personal appearance to Representative Giffords, whose, quote, husband is going to be on that space shuttle. You know, those two are living in adultery. That's got to be preached.
Where do you get that?
He's been married before.
So?
You can't divorce your wife and get remarried.
Why not?
And say that that's not adultery. Because Jesus Christ defined that behavior as adultery. I mean, if you're going to listen to the God of this universe, who tells you what is and isn't sin, and he tells you that's sin, you ought not get anywhere near it. And there they are, living in adultery. Furthermore, she's used her position of, you know, she's got relatively a lot of power in her current position. And she's used it to promote sin, like abortion, sodomy, trying to shut up the Westboro Baptist Church. She's very lucky that she's not dead. And God's given her a wake-up call, and she continues to rebel against him.
Why do you think she's very lucky, Ben?
Because he could have just killed her, and that would have been the end of this. She still has space to repent.
And you think that would have been preferable? Is that what you're saying?
If God would have killed her?
Yes.
I think that whatever God does is preferable, and he didn't kill her. So I think that that was the preferable thing to do, to not kill her.
You think that was just a warning shot by God? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that God has warned her, and we've warned her. And the only compassion that she's received in this entire ordeal is from this church, because we're the only one telling her the truth.
About what?
About her sinful life. And the fact that she needs to repent of it. She can't continue to promote abortion. She can't continue to promote sodomy. She can't keep trying to shut us up and get away with it. In other words, she's going to hell.
Well, I think your sister's going to hell, too. But, you know, in this protest that you're doing for the Endeavor launch, you have a permit for this?
A permit?
Yes.
I assume so. If we need one, we always get the permits we need.
Because you understand that the president is going to be there.
Good. He needs to be preached to also.
About what?
This is the guy who said he would kill his own grandchildren if one of his daughters made a mistake and got pregnant. He wouldn't want her punished with a baby. In other words, kill the grandchild. This is the guy who said that he was going to be a fierce advocate for gay rights.
Really?
It's shameful. It's shameful that this country elected him. Antichrist Obama put him into that position.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you in this country if you don't like it so much?
Well, this is where God put us. It's exactly the same reason that Jeremiah was in the country of Judah. He preached very hard against those people, and he stayed there and continued to preach to them. Lot stayed in Sodom until it was destroyed. When he left, it was destroyed.
Well, if you were going to move to another country, where would you go?
I have no intention of moving to another country.
Well, you're not patriotic. You don't, I mean, obviously you don't care about America.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about that. I'm not patriotic to any country except for that one that I'm looking forward to going to, which is a heavenly country. Here we're called sojourners. This isn't our home. We're looking forward to a better city.
Well, I know you go to a lot of soldiers' funerals and protest.
Yes.
And I don't really understand why what you're trying to accomplish by doing that.
We're trying to remind you guys that there's a sovereign God in heaven who's mad at this country. And one of the things that he does when he's enraged at a country is kill your young men on the battlefield. And that's exactly what he's been doing daily for the last, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years? How long has it been?
Okay.
A lot of years.
Did it occur to you that we wouldn't have a country if it weren't for our war with England?
Our war with England?
With Great
Britain? The Revolutionary War?
Yes, that one. That's the one that created our country to begin with.
Sure, that's occurred to me. And has it occurred to you that without God, we would have nothing?
No, it has not occurred to me.
I mean, I wouldn't put that on the shoulders of soldiers. I would put that right to God.
What do you think is a righteous war?
I don't think there is any such thing as a righteous war right now.
Okay.
I can't think of any righteous war going on right now.
Never.
Not right now.
And where would we be if we didn't have the Revolutionary War?
Well, I don't know. And I don't care, really, because
you don't care.
I am where I am right now.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about something that happened in the 1700s. I obviously wasn't around then. And I can tell you this, if I had been, I would have been doing some kind of preaching depending on what was going on around me. And the issue that's going on around me right now is what we've been talking about. This country's rebellion against God right now.
You know what this sounds like to me?
No, I really don't.
This sounds to me like you're just putting forth some sort of agenda that really doesn't have any logic associated with it.
Okay, and I don't know where you get that from. Furthermore, it's from the Bible. So whether you think it's logical or not, or whether you want to use pejorative terms like agenda, you know, I don't care.
Give me all your biblical stuff, okay? I'm ready. Let's go.
Well, you want me to recite the whole Bible to you in 7 to 10 minutes?
No, I want you to give me the reason why you think our country was not a justifiable war to even start this country, and that you have to protest at soldiers' funerals with their families there.
Okay, look around you right now. You see a nation who has forsaken God, who hates God, who has fag marriage.
Where the hell?
Sea to shining sea. killing babies by the millions. That's where we are today. That's what's happening in this country today. It's a country that has rebelled against God, refuses to follow God. And you think that's a blessed country? You think that's a blessing when a soldier comes home in a body bag? I don't think so. I think it's a curse, and we're going to tell you that it's a curse.
Does anybody ever pick at you?
Oh, absolutely.
At your church?
I'm being picketed right this minute.
Oh, really?
And people come out.
That's a surprise.
To our church frequently.
Okay. All right.
And I would hope that we'd get picketed in when we come to Orlando.
I don't know if you're going to get picketed or not.
Yeah, I think we will.
So you don't think there's a country that's better morally or spiritually than America?
I don't think there's any righteous nation now.
Okay.
I don't think there is. I think that God is going to come shortly. And we have to be as it was in the days of Lot and as it was in the days of Noah, when everybody other than a statistically insignificant number of people is evil. That's what we see today.
Okay. Well, your family is historically, you know, part of this Westboro Baptist Church thing. Were your kids part of the public school system, or where did they go to school? And
my kids are part of the public school system.
Okay.
And I pay taxes.
Well, that's a plus.
To support the public school system that my kids go to.
All right. And you allow them to associate with the other children in a normal way?
I allow them... well, how can you go to school without associating with other children?
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you went to public school, didn't you? And I'm sure that you would have found it very difficult to make it through without associating with anybody.
Well, everyone has to associate with someone. But,
right.
You know, I really have one more question.
Okay.
I understand that you all don't really like America and that everyone pretty much is going to hell in your estimation. But is there no other country that you think would be better than this country?
Well, I don't know how many times you're going to keep asking me that question, but I'll answer again. I don't think there's any good country right now.
So basically, this is your version of spreading the gospel. This is your message.
We're giving you what the scripture says. We're rightly dividing the truth based on what we see happening around us. This is the only gospel that's appropriate at this time.
Well, I think that's subject to interpretation, but how do you
just... There is no private interpretation of the scriptures.
How do you justify the hurt you cause innocent families of dead soldiers?
Did you ask, how do I justify that?
How do you justify the hurt you cause innocent families of dead soldiers by protesting at their funerals?
Well, I don't know why you would call them innocent. They're just as much a part of that folly as the soldier was.
I said innocent families.
And I'm telling you, they're not innocent. First of all, they're not innocent.
How are the families not innocent?
I said because they have supported that folly of what that soldier was involved in. And secondly, I'm telling you that the hurt now is nothing compared to the hurt that they're in for if they don't repent.
Yeah.
Nothing compared. This is a walk in the park.
Let me tell you something.
You're having your kinfolk die. That's a walk in the park. Burning in hell for eternity. Now that's going to hurt.
Let me tell you something, Ben. I'm not really worried about those families. I'm more worried about you. But I appreciate your time talking to us.
Okay.